Hi, Professor. Yeah, hi. I heard you're having office hours. May I come in? Unlock the door. Okay. Hi, yeah. I just had some questions about the new unit we were starting going over in class today. What do you mean? I don't have any intentions. I just wanted some extra help. I mean, I know I don't have a bad grade in the class or anything, but I just wanted to do well. I mean, I come here dressed in a nice sundress and some heels, but that doesn't really mean anything, does it, Professor? I mean, my breasts practically spilling out of the top. I've been doing it all semester. You only notice now. You noticed before. The little teasing that I do as I walk by your desk. Dropping pencils just to bend over so you can see my panties. I didn't think that you were into me. The whole age gap and everything. No, sir. I really, 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 really like you. More than a professor. Take off my dress. Yes, Professor. No, I'm not wearing a bra. You can't really wear a bra with something that shows off this much skin. Or panties. You could tell as soon as I walked in the room exactly what I wanted. How much I wanted you to take me over your desk. No, Professor. I just want to serve you. I want to feel your cock in my mouth. And I want to get on my knees and find my place under you. Right where I should be. Obeying your every word. Please. Please, can I taste you, sir? I just want to taste your cock. Feel its length in my mouth, pressing against the back of my throat, right as you push my head down on you. Please, can I suck you, sir? Taking off your belt. Are you gonna choke me? No. Yes, sir. This is great. It's a temporary until we get a leash. So you can lead me around the room. Lead me anywhere. But I can't wait any longer. Sir, you have no idea how wet I get for you. Every class, leaving a little puddle on the seat. Just from being near you and fantasizing about you. I want your cock in me, sir. From now on, I should call you Daddy. And only Daddy. Yes, Daddy. I'd like that very much. To be your you're a good little girl and obey all the rules, to absolutely give up all control to you, to let you make all decisions, so you can guide me to be the best baby girl for you. Daddy, can I please have your cock in me? Please. I can't help but squirm in my seat, and I've been doing it for the last few lectures. I mean, you must have noticed my nipples getting hard in the middle of the class as I look at you, imagining all the things I want you to do to me that I could do to you, and like take your cock in my mouth. Yes, Daddy, you're right. That should be after I come all over it. So I should clean your cock and taste our juices together. Yes, Daddy, I'll tease myself for you. I'll keep my legs open as I circle my clit. Small, light little circles as I show you my pussy, my cunt, the cunt that you now own, that's yours whenever you want it. I can't even focus in class, because all I can think about is your cock. And how much I want it in me. And how much I need. I need your cum. How much I need it to be sprayed in my tight cunt. Please, can I put a finger inside? One, I promise. No. Okay. I'll wait until you give me permission, Daddy. I want to be a good, obedient slut. Please. I just want to feel anything. Anything like your calm. Just the lightest bit of attention. My needy cunt is dripping for it. Please, miss. Your cock. You need it in me. I've waited too long. I need it. I need it in my tight pussy. My tight cunt. It's already ready for you. All nice and warm and wet. Please fuck me, Daddy. Please. Take all the stuff off of your table. So you can bend me over and fuck me, take me, as you grip my hair and pull my head back, and choke me so I'll be quiet. Mm-hmm. I've been so desperate for your cock. Just waiting for this exact moment where you can fill me with it and stretch my tight, unused cunt. It's just for you, Daddy. It's just for you. Yes, Daddy. I'll obey. I'll be a good slut. And follow your every word. Not even your hand over my mouth can keep me from coming for you. Please, Daddy, can I suck it off your cock? I would be such a good cock sucker for you. Thank you, Daddy. Covering the tip of your cock with my drool and tasting my juices. Cover your cock. I'll take you as deep as I can, Daddy. And when I can't take you any deeper, your hands that are stroking my hair can just push me down that much more. And make sure that I take all of your cock. Every inch. So good. I just want you to come all over my face and watch it drip from my chin as I sit here on my knees for you. I'm just taking all of you. My mouth watering. The thought of your cum even just sliding in and dripping down my throat. I'm so desperate for it. I need it. I need it all over my face. Please, Daddy. Please, please, can I have your cum? I promise to swallow all of it. Daddy, please. Please. Even the drool dripping from my mouth tastes good. It tastes like your cock. Yes, Daddy. I'll keep wearing these cute little dresses to class. And I'll still obey your every word. I'm your good girl, Daddy. I won't tell a soul, I promise. And I'll be back for next week's office hours.